Okay, Chav Gimel Amud Beis, right to the word Yasiv, about two-thirds of the way down. So we just said, what is final? What is the machlokas between Chizki and Rabbi Yavahu? We just had two blad about their shitos, and we ended up saying that the only nafkamina between them is foolish and ishkutu bazar. So, Yasiv, yeah.
Even if Rabbi
Yavahu is only Rabbi Yehuda, correct. Even if Rabbi Yavahu is only within Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, do you come up with that nafkamina, correct. There was a certain Rav that was sitting in front of Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeini. Yasev v'kamer mishmeid Rav Shmuel ben Levi, and he told him in the name of Rav Shmuel ben Levi, minayin l'kol yisrael shabbat Torah. V'chihech yidasur b'chilach and amyisrael b'hanav. How do you know that the makar for yisrael hanav by all yisurim? Umayni uchamis b'pesach v'shar haniskal. How do you know it from by the keys cases? For example, b'chamis b'pesach v'shar haniskal, where it stays asur b'hanav. There's no heter. So he says back to him, what do you mean? Minayin? Typically me lo yeachel. Lo yachel, right? So take learn that from lo yachel, meaning chizki is drasha. So he answered back to him, no, lo yachel is rechila mashbalei, it's rena lo mashbalei. I don't agree with chizki is drasha. I think lo yachel, even though it's lashon nifal, is still lashon achila, and it will only connote eating. Isser of eating. So typically, I mean nevela. So I'm from nevela. Rabbi Yavahu is Rasha. So I'm like Rabbi Yehuda. No, he was like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that no, nevela's heter is there specifically to teach me that you could give it to a ger and sell it to a guy. So the Gemara says, "Isav like Rabbi Yehuda." Typically, behechad afkli Rabbi Yehuda. So why don't you learn the other makar that Rabbi Yavahu suggests within Rabbi Yehuda? Let me look kelaf tashlichad also. So the Gemara says, "No, he doesn't hold to that either." Ksava chulish shishku the bazara do raisa. Right, he also is daraisas. Therefore, all three makaros of the two of Rabbi Yavahu, one of Chizkia, this Tana doesn't hold. So minayin. So, is there any other makar out there? Again, the Gemara asks for this source. The Gemara is going to have a potential three. Okay, it's going to have to go through the technical limudim, which we're going to get through. It's going to take us through almost all of Amud Aleph. So let's go minayin. So where do you know it from? Dichsev, first try. Kol chatas asher yuva midama. The pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Vav. If you look at the pasuk, it sounds like you didn't do anything wrong. It says, Kol chata says yuva midama. Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi at the third white line, Lav b'chataos apidimios yuva daman kimitzvasan. The pasuk says, any chatas which blood is taken inside shouldn't be eaten by ishti saref. So, did you do anything wrong here? Blood that's supposed to be, some bloods are supposed to be taken inside. So Rashi says, obviously, we're not talking about a case where the blood is supposed to be taken inside, like, for example, the chatos pnimios that we bring on Yom Kippur, the parma lover shal tzibur, other chatos pnimios. We're not talking about those. The pasuk is not referring to those, but the pasuk is referring to dam of a chatos chitzona that you took inside for some reason. That passels the carbon chatos. If you bring the dam inside, just like there's a psul yosei going outside the yazara, going outside the base of Mikdash, there's a psul pnim, that if you bring blood that's supposed to be outside, inside, that also passes the carbon. So that's what the context of the pasuk is. So minayin lek tichsiv, kol chatas asher yuva midama. And the pasuk continues and says, lo ye'achel bo'esh tisareif. So says the Gemara, she'ein tam alor bo'esh tisareif. That phrase of bo'esh tisareif is extra, because you say learn it from another pasuk. Umatam alor bo'esh tisareif. So why does it say that phrase? Emeinu inyan lagufo. If bo'esh tisareif is not meant to teach me it itself regarding these chatos chitzonios that were brought inside, dichsiv, hinei saraf. Because it says later on, Rashi says, by the seer of Nachshon, it already says, v'nei soraf, which is referring to that kind of case, the blood brought inside. So if it can't be referring to its own context of chatos chisonios, it must be telling us some halacha about all these search of a Torah. So it says, v'esh tisareif regarding all these search of a Torah. V'imeno inyin la'achila. And if it's not referring to the iser of eating, because by all other iser in the Torah, you already have sukkim that tell me eating. So therefore, you learn iser hana'a from this pasuk of v'esh tisareif. Imakam besreif, I'll call iser shabbat Torah besreif. 1 minute. If you're learning the iser hana'a from the pasuk of v'esh tisareif, so maybe go all the way, that all iser hana'a in the Torah have to be burned. Because that's what the pasuk says. So makra, no, there's a miyut. Bakodesh ba'esh tisareif. The pasuk that we're quoting says Bakodesh ba'esh tisareif. Bakodesh b'sreifa ve'ikol yisur shabbat Torah b'sreifa. Only in the kodesh, in the azara, that one has to be burned, but not all others. All others, isur hana is maspik, is enough. Rashi here points out on the top v'meino inyan. Rashi quotes, kind of sounds like a somewhat defensive explanation of an v'meino inyan. I mean, take this seriously. Look at the second line. It's not really defensive, but look what he says. Zu mida batora dover shlahutzrach lagufo. This is a mida, something that's not needed for itself. Taneo inyan l'inyan acher. Learn it for something else if it's not needed where its context is. V'tilmo dover l'dover acher. V'chol amidos alacha Moshe Sinai. afterward. Was it Rashi say that by Gzeir Shava or Kalva Chomer? Rashi knows that Ameno Inyan seems to be more of a stretch. Seems to be more of, that has nothing to do with here, so throw it over there. So, again, on the surface it sounds like that, but again, we know that Rashi is emphasizing that all the Yud Gimel Midos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah encoded with Halacha. And he gave Chazal tools to decode the Halacha. So even though some of them might appear to us as, what's the logic behind this Gzeir Shava? Okay, the same word, I can understand that tool, that code. Or Hekish, or Smichos Apsukim. But what, Emeno Inyan? It doesn't make sense here, so throw it over there. So why didn't the Torah just write it over there? No, that's the end. We don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote certain things in certain ways, but he gave us this tool. So that's what Rashi's emphasizing. He doesn't really emphasize it by the other ones. He says, this is a Midah too. Take this seriously. This is a Midah, and it's don't call a Midah Salach Moshe B'Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us this method of darshaning. Okay, so that's in the Emeno Inyan, and it's nothing to do with where it's written, so throw it to a different place. That's the first try for the extra makar. If you can reject Chizkin or Beivo, so the first try is from this pasuk by Chataos, that are brought inside. Is this one of the? It's not one of the Yud Gimel. Maybe it's one of the larger ones, the larger lists. Are there a list of 13? There are lists of more than 13.
I don't know. Is this Rashi who says that all Midos are
Misorah
except for
Kalvachomer? This Rashi Lishitasa? Yeah. Okay. If you want to say that Rashi in Sukkah, that all of them are from Misorah except for Kalvachomer. Right? Is that the way? I don't remember who said what. I don't remember who said what. And Tosa said the other one. I don't remember. Look back. Sukkah Laman Aleph. I don't remember who said what. Okay. This continues the Gemara. No, this makar doesn't work. Why? V'hai bakodesh. That word bakodesh, which we just used to say, don't apply the chi of sreifa to everything, but keep it as isser hanah. V'hai bakodesh ba'isi sareif lahachi yudasa. That pasuk of bakodesh ba'isi sareif is coming to teach me this, to limit the extension of isser hanah, and therefore it works out as a good makar. Haimi ba'ilele kedir Reb Shimon. No. We need this pasuk to teach me the din of Reb Shimon. D'tanya, Reb Shimon Omer bakodesh ba'ishti sareif limed al chatas shesorfenoso bakodesh. No, this comes to teach me goof of the din that if a chatas becomes pasul in the azara, you burn it in the azara. You don't take it outside to burn. The ainli elazubavad, and not only that, says the Gemara, psule kache kache, beburi kachem kalim, any part of a karban which becomes pasul inside the azara, which would be referring to any of these items because these are only in the azara, any kache kachem, right, chatas, asham, Kivsei Atzeres, that's the only shlomim that's kachim kachim, and any carbon mincha, but a mure kachim kalim, and the fats of kachim kalim, which are also brought inside to be hukar v'adam izbeach, v'nein, how do you know if any of those become pasul inside, you burn them inside, tamalomar, bakodesh b'eshti sarev. So therefore, that pasuk is already used up. If that pasuk is used up, it can't act as the limit if you want to use b'eshti sarev as the marker for Isser HaNah to call it tarakula. So therefore, we reject this group of this pasuk, part number one. So we try again. So Amalei, Rabbi Yonasan Rabcha Mehaikar Kamalei. So he says, your Rebbe, your Yonasan, he dashes it for the following pasuk. This is number two. Vimi Vaser Bibsar Habi Luim, the end of Sefer Shmos, you have leftovers. No, sir, if you have leftovers from the Basar of the Miluim, Umin Alechem and Aboker, etc. And there also it says, Lo Yeachel, Vasaraphtes, and no, sir, Ba'esh. Right, Alechem, no, sir. If you have a carbon left over after it's time to be burned, after it's time to be eaten, you have to burn it. So, Sheitam Alama Lo Yeachel. Again, there the Torah says, it doesn't have to say Lo Yeachel, Rashi says, because the next phrase says you have to burn it. So obviously, if you have to burn it, you can't eat it. So umatav alomer lo yachel. So what's that extra phrase lo yachel? Ibeinu inyan lagufe. If it is not coming to teach me this halacha itself, that no sir cannot be eaten. Taksivus aratas no sir by age, because it says you have to burn the no sir. Taneo inyan l'shar research of a Torah. Okay, so step one again. So you throw this, you use this pasuk in outside of no sir. Ibeinu inyan l'achila, and if it can't be referring to achila, because every isser in the Torah has its own pasuk already. Taneo inyan l'isser hanah. So use it for Isser HaNah of Kol HaTorah Kula, and that's the makar. That's the makar of Isser HaNah of Kol HaTorah Kula. Says the Gemara, no, Yimakam Bisreifa of Kol Yisrael Shematorah Bisreifa. Same question that we asked above. That if this pasuk says you're using Visaraptes Anosar, like just like by Nosar is burned, and that's where the context is. So too, maybe Kol HaTorah Kula should be burned. Amar Kra, no, Visarapta es Hanosar. No, sir. Bisreifa, the ain't kol yisrael shabatara bisreifa. No, dafka amiyut from the word hey, from the letter hey, a dafka sreifa should be burned and not kol torah kula. The exact same flow of the Gemara a second time, but from the a different pasuk. And the Gemara has a similar rejection now. V'hai lo yachel ha'chi yuda asa. Lo yachel is extra, so therefore you could use it for kol torah kula, yisuri hana, haimi barli l'kudir balazar. No, you need it for a balazar. Dabar balazar, lo yachel ki kodeshu, that's the pasuk, don't eat it because it's kadosh, kol sheba kodesh pasuk. This pasuk is teaching me in the Isser D'Oraisa of eating any kachim sulim. That you find it elsewhere that kachim sulim have to be burned, but you don't find anywhere where there is a losase written, and you can't give malchus unless there's a losase written. Right? You can't give malchus based on Torah Shebal Peh. You only give malchus based on Torah Shebal Chsav if it's hishamer pen al or low. Right? One of those lashonas has to be written in the Torah in order to get malchus. So here too, Rebbe Elazar, this is the makar, the teacher that you can't eat psulei hamakdashim. So again, it's not free to use for yisuri hanav kol torah kula. There is a little machlokas Rishonim here. We have to figure out exactly what the svara is. Rashi here says, this teaches me if you eat any psule kachim, so you get malchus. Rashi, for some reason, only quotes psulim of kache kachim. Rashi quotes pigol, yotze, nishpach damo. The Rishash is just matame that if the Rambam quotes this, it seems like it's all kachim. Why would you limit it? Sarachian. So some machlokas Rashi Rambam to think about why Rashi would limit it to kachi kachim. Either way, that was a second try, rejected. So now, last skinny line, Amar Abaya. Go back to the first one. La'ola mikra kama. Go back to the first suggestion. The efuch, but switch what we thought. We were using lo ye'achel for its own context, and using bo'esh tisaref outside the context. And therefore, you need a limiting makar to teach me that you don't burn other isuri hana, and therefore we rejected that, because the limiting makar is used up already. So, the opposite. The lift of bo'esh tisaref. No, just leave bo'esh tisaref where it is. For lo bo'y lo se'achel. That's what's extra. The bo'esh tisaref is what's going to stay in the case of the chatas that the dam is brought inside. So, mata maloma lo se'achel. Lo se'achel. How do you know that why do you need lo se'achel for? If it already says ba'ish tisaref, so that's the pasuk that you extend. It may not be lagufo, then afkalei midir abalazar. If you don't need a lagufo because you learned it for abalazar, that you're not allowed to eat a carbon pasul today in the kli tzurim shabbat Torah, so stretch it out to other isurim. It may not be lachila today in lisser hana. So use it for isur hana. The Gemara though still asks, e makan besreifa of kli tzurim shabbat Torah besreifa. Fine, you're sending lo ye'achel, but lamaisa, where that lo ye'achel appears, you have to burn what it's talking about. So why don't you extend so you have to burn what it's talking about outside also? So amakra hanoser, hanoser besreifa, they kli tzurim shabbat Torah besreifa. But no, because it's like a combination. You use a part of the second pasuk for the limit. Period. So that is another limit. Again, as you came a little late, the Gemara started off by saying, what if you don't hold over Rabbi Abahu? What if you don't hold over Chizkiyah? Is there any other makar out there to teach me Isser Hana in Kala Tarakula? So the Gemara says, yeah, it's from a combination of these psukim, by Nosar and by a carbon whose blood, an outside carbon whose blood is supposed to be sprinkled outside, is brought inside. Correct. That also did a different pasuk, but it's also talking about kachim that have to be burned because they became pasuls. The Gemara is having a combination of the pasuk. Continues the Gemara. Amar le Rav Papa la Abaya ve'ema liyichude le lav lagufei hudasa. Maybe the reason that this pasuk that you're trying to extend, that it's said by Nosar, but you're trying to extend it, maybe you shouldn't extend it because maybe it's dafka. It's dafka writing a lav where it is to give malchus in the context where it is. Why? Dimi de Rebbe Elazar. Because if you want to say Rebbe Elazar is the source of it, which Rebbe Elazar? Rebbe Elazar in the last third to last skinny line, who said lo ye'achel ki kodeshu. That pasuk includes that there's an iser to eat any psuli hamakdashim. Says the Gemara, maybe he doesn't want to rely on that Rebbe Elazar. Why? Because that's what's called a lav shebeklalos. Ain lokin al lav shebeklalos. You don't get malchus on a general lav. That lav of Rebbe Elazar, bo yachal ki kodeshu, includes many different carbonous psulim, right? It includes, like Rashi says, and the Rambam says, it includes So therefore, if the rule is by lav shebeklalos, you don't get malchus. Why? Again, this is part of the general rule of dumya delavta chasima. The Torah says in Parshas Kiseitse, lo sachsom shor b'disho, you're not allowed to muzzle your animal when you are working with your animals, tsar balei chayim, whatever the reason is for the isser. Next to that pasuk is the makar arboim yakena lo yosef, to give malchus on an aveira. So the Gemara darshins that you could only get malchus for, even though the rule is you get malchus for every aveira that you do, for every lav, you only get malchus if it's dumya delav tachasima, if it's similar to the lav of muzzling. So what's like lav of muzzling? So the Gemara says it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. It has is active. It is a lav that's not nitak laaseh. It doesn't have an aseh that can rectify what you did. Not like gezel. Number three, it's a lav shebek, it's not a lav shebeklalos. It's one act is included in the aveira. It doesn't include 45 different actions. So all of these are learned out as to be dumi delav tachasima. And if it's not dumi delav tachasima, so then it is, you don't get malchus. It's an aveira, but you don't get malchus first. So says the Gemara, so maybe the Gemara doesn't want to use this pasuk and rely on Rabbi Lazar, and therefore this pasuk of lo yachal is not extra. So therefore again, we reject this makar. So the Gemara is going to come up with another makar. There's one word though about a lav shebeklalos. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is the main one of the main makaris for lav shebeklalos, where the Gemara says, where it talks about lo sochlu al hadam. The Gemara calls lo sochlu al adam a lav shebeklalos. Why is lo, don't eat on the blood? Because there are six different halachos that we learn out from lo sochlu al adam. This is a classic lav shebeklalos. Minayin lo ocha b'nei ve'eva kol b'shei t'adav shu b'lo saseh. Eating part of an animal before it dies, Eiver Menachai or Dam Menachai, lo sochlu al hadam. Don't eat while the dam, while the animal is still alive. Number two, lo tochlu al adam, lo tochlu baser v'adayin dam b'mizrach. Don't eat the carbon before the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. That's a second halacha. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Minayin Shein Mavrin al Aruge Bezdin. How do you know that if somebody is killed by Bezdin, you don't have this special Sudas Havra'ah for the Avelim? So, Ein Lo Sochlu, don't eat al Adam after somebody's killed. How do you know that Bezdin doesn't eat anything the day that they put somebody to death? Lo Sochlu al Adam. How do you know Azara Betzora Mora? How do you know the Azara for Betzora Mora? Lo Sochlu al Adam. He shouldn't eat too much because it's going to cause his death. The Gemara elsewhere says, how do you know you're not supposed to eat before davening? Lo Sochlu, Lefnei She'atem is Palim al Dimchem. Right, don't eat before you die. So all these halachas are learned out from lo sochlu al adam. That's a lav shebeklalos, says the Gemara. Fine. But to analyze it a little deeper, the Rav, Rav Shechta quotes this in his article in Eretz HaSvi on lav shebeklalos, quotes maybe there's a fundamental machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban, what really is the mahus of a lav shebeklalos? And it's based on a question that Tosfos here asks in Sanhedrin. Tosfos says, one second, forget Shabbos, because Shabbos is skila. But Yontif, you do a malacha on Yontif, that's malchus. What's the makar for malchus on Yisrael of Yontif? It says lo sasa kol malacha, right? It says ubiyantif lo chashvina lav shebeklalos. I'm sorry, kol malacha zavoda lo sasa. That's by Shabbos. Kol malacha zavoda lo sasa. What's included in that? Many different malachas. Lo bad kol malacha zavoda lo sasa. So ask Tosfos, why isn't that a lav shebeklalos? How can you get malchus if you do malacha on Yontif? So Tosfos gives one answer. Tosfos says no. The hasam farish tfei dechsiv avoda. Tosfos says no. It says avoda there. Malacha is avoda, so that's more explicit. It's not a general rule that's being, not many actions included in a general rule. What does Tosfos mean? Let's contrast it, though, before we explain it, to the Ramban. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes the same question, and then he says, you know why Yantif's not a problem? Because all of the Isurei Yantif is Shem Echad. It's really the same thing being done 39 different ways. Right? Not 39, but many different ways. Meaning, Komal Zavod Lo Sasu is really the same Isur. The same answer with 37 different permutations how to do it. So what's the Nekudas of Machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, according to Eretz HaTzvi and Siman Lamed Vav, and that is, according to Tosfos, what's a Lav Shebeklalos? Lav Shebeklalos means when you have one pasuk, which Lechora includes something, and you include 14 other totally extraneous things that are not Pshuto Shel Mikra. So that's what Tosfos says. Therefore, Lo Sochlu Al Adam. What does it mean? Don't eat blood. And you include 15 other things, that's a Lav Shebeklalos. Right? If something, you don't know what the darshan, you don't know what the pshat is, so it can include every single one of these items, and maybe that's what the Torah is mechavin for. So then it's as if it says that b'feirush. That's not a lav shebeklalos. That's what Tosfos says. It's mefarish. Kol malachas avod lo sasu. What's that? Refers more to plowing than it does to cleaning. No, it's as if. So it's as if it's included in the pshuta shel mikra. So Tosfos says the only time when you have a lav shebeklalos is when it includes a lot of, when it's more of a general idea, and it includes many different things, and you don't know what's Pshuto Shemikra. So, B'nei L'sfir L'Latosvas, the Gabi Melechas Yantiv, Yefshel L'Chalik U'Lahaflos B'Melechas Vorma, the Pshuto Shemikra Ko Yahach Melecha. The Kolavos Melechas Shavanein, the Kula Nechlu B'Pshuto Shemikra. And that's why you get Melechas in every Melecha. Masha'ekin, according to the Ramban, what's the Ramban Svar? What's a Lav Shebeklalos? A Lav Shebeklalos is when the Lav includes many different Isurim. If it includes many different shemos iser, that's lav sheva klalos. That's what the Ramban says by yantiv. It's all the same shem iser. So conceptually, you're doing the same thing. Doing the same thing. When you plow on yantiv, when you clean on yantiv, when you do all these things on yantiv, you're doing the same exact thing. It's not like Shabbos. Shabbos, maybe there's shemos muchlakim. Maybe Shabbos is 39 different ways of violating. No, here's one way of violating. It all goes in the same pocketbook in Shemayim. That's the machlokas between the Ramban and Tosfos about Lav Sheva Klalos. Rav Rosenzweig once expressed this machlokas just very concisely. He says, is Lav Sheva Klalos a Lav HaKolel or a Lav Klali? That's the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. According to Tosfos, it's, what's the problem of Lav Sheva Klalos? It's a Lav Klali. When it's a general Lav, and therefore, it can include, you don't know what to include, you don't know what's the pshuto, you don't know what's this, so if it's darshik, something that's not the pshat, so then that's a lav sheva klalos. Mashiach, according to the Ramban, no, lav sheva klalos is a lav hakolel. If it includes many different items, that's a problem of lav sheva klalos. So that's why yantif is not a lav sheva klalos, because it's only including one item with many physical manifestations that are different. But really, it's one isser. So if you want to look more about machlokas, Tosfos and the Ramban, how to define it, is that Tosfos is Sedeh Jos Amagimel, the Ramban is Sefer HaMitzvah Sharash Tesh, and Rav Shechter is in Eretz HaTzvi, quoting the Rav, Simen Lamed Vav.
So,
yeah. So Rav Papa say that if you rely on Rav Elazar, that's where Elav Shabbat calls, therefore you shouldn't be Chayim Malkus. So we're just saying that maybe he wouldn't use that Makar. He has an extra pasuk here, so maybe he would want to give Malkus for this Isser. He wouldn't want to rely on Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar's Elav Shabbat calls, he wouldn't get Malkus. Maybe he wants to use this Isser, which is said over here.
The fact that it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, it's just that once we're saying this pasuk is extra, then we're saying maybe it's not extra. Maybe he uses it here to give you Malkus here. Right, it's not a bad thing, it's just saying it's different, and therefore you wouldn't get Malkus here. But maybe he will use it because he wants to get Malkus. So we have a different drasha, a different makar for Isuri Hana, where the pasuk says, V'habasar she'iga b'chol tamei, basar kadshim. That becomes tamei, lo ye'achel bo'esh tisarev, shouldn't be eaten, it has to be burned. She'ita b'lober, lo ye'achel, because you don't need a makar to teach me that you don't burn, that you're not allowed to eat tamei meat. So why do you need lo yachel? Imenu inyan lagufo. See what darshing. If you don't need lo yachel, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that you're not allowed to eat tamei kachim. Why? The hanafka le mikalvachomer mi meiser hakal. Because you know it from a kalvachomer from meiser sheni that becomes tamei. What's the kalvachomer? As follows. Uma meiser hakal. Umratar lo biartu mena b'tamei. By vidu meiser swir mizvade. I didn't eat my meiser sheni while I was tamei. Meaning, I wasn't mitame, I didn't eat Maiser Sheni Tamei. So once you know that Maiser Sheni Tamei is Usser, Mais Basar Kodesh Chomer Lo Kol Shekesa Shroli Bsar Kachin, which is more Chomer than Maiser Sheni. Right? A Tful Yom could eat Maiser Sheni. Can't eat Kachim until, I can't eat Kachim the next day. Can eat Truma that night. But those are the different levels. Maiser Sheni, Truma, Kachim. So Basar Kodesh Chomer Lo Kol Shekesa, surely it can't be eaten. So again, and therefore, if we know Lo Yeachel, you don't need this Pasuk Lo Yeachel to teach me that Psar Tamei cannot be eaten, so that's why we're going to extend it and use that for Isuri Hana of Kol Tzara Kula. But the Gemara says, V'chi Tema, and if you want to say no, you can't base it on a Kal V'chomer, Ein Mazhirin Min Hadin. No, you're not allowed to give a warning or give an onesh based on a din, based on a Kal V'chomer. General principle, we'll talk about it in a second. Ein Mazhirin Min Hadin and Ein Onshin Min Hadin, those are two parallel principles. You can give an ashara of a lav or of an onesh. You can't give an onesh based on a kavachomer. So therefore, this is not good enough. So hekeshu, okay, forget that is a kavachomer. It's a hekesh. We compare. In the same pasuk, we have maaser sheni and kachim. So it's going to be more of a comparison. That's important here. Meaning that's also in the pasuk. Kachim are in the pasuk along with maaser. So therefore, we compare Meiser and Kachim, and just like Meiser Sheni Tamei, you can't eat, so too Kachim Tameim, you can't eat. So Matam Alam Lo Yachel, so why do you need Lo Yachel? Imenu Inyan Lagufo, Tanehu Inyan Lachol Yisrael Shabbat Torah, so extend it to all Yisrael Shabbat Torah. Imenu Inyan Lachil, Tanehu Inyan Lachna, And again, if it's not for eating, because you have all the other psukim out there to tell you that all those other foods are asr b'achila, so learn it to asr b'hana. Imakan sreifa, I'll call the search about Torah b'sreifa. So should you extend the sreifa halacha also? Again, the Gemara rejects that the same way. Amakra b'sreifa, amakra hanoser, hanoser b'sreifa, ve'ikali search about Torah b'sreifa. Period. Interesting Rashi here, Rabbi Yosef Engel points out. Rashi says on Ein Masirin Min Hadin. Rashi says, across from Lagos Abach, Ein Masirin, Midin Kalvachomer. You're not allowed to give a warning based on a Kalvachomer. Why? Afal Pi Sha'adam Don Kalvachomer Me Atzmo, Eina Azhara Lalav. Even though a person dashes a Kalvachomer by himself, it's still not enough to be a warning. Says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, one second, Afal Pi? Maybe you could say, Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests, I would have thought that, what's the reason Ein Masirin Min Hadin, or Ein Onesh Min Hadin? Why can you give an ashara and onish based on a kavachomer? Because you might be wrong. There might be a pirkos to your kavachomer. So that's one svara for all these principles. But he says, you see, from Rashi not saying that, because Rashi should have said kivan. Since a person dashes it himself, so therefore you don't get mal. Rashi is just the opposite. Even though a person dashes a kavachomer, still you don't get punishment. So Rashi does. So it sounds like according to Rashi, you can't say the svara for imas here in Menadin is because you might be wrong. It must be that the reason is because we have a mesora that you can't give an onus, you can't give an asara based on a kavachomer. That's what he says. You see from that Rashi's afalpi umuchach ksas. Muchatzas. Milash and Rashi, that's what it is. So he says, so it must be that he quotes from the Ginas Vradim, the Prima Gadim, that he says because of Chashash Pircha, that he says it must be according to Rashi that no, Mida Misura Kach. It's a Mida Misura. This is the Mida Sadin, this is given. That's the reason for it's not based on a svar. He also quotes there a reason given for Ein Onshim and Adin. Not exactly whether this applies to Ein Asirim and Adin, but there's a well known smog. For Ein, which the Marsha quotes, well known if you know it, but now we're going to make it well known. That why Ein Onshim Min Hadin? Why can you give a punishment based on a Kavachomer? Again, so maybe if it's Mida Mesura, there's no Svar. That's the Mesura. But there's a smog that says, there's a limud in Sanhedrin, that's Samach Dalad, which says, Mi Zaracha Velo Kol Zaracha. Only if you give some of your children to the Molech are you Chayav Karis. But if you give all your kids to the Molech, you're not Chayav Karis. That's the Drasha. Mi Zaracha Velo Kol Zaracha. So the pashas is exeris hakasev, and what can you do? It's not logical. But if you give all your kids, you better. You don't get karis. So says the smog to explain that principle. No, because if you give all your kids, we know that karis or misa, all of those are kaparis also. So says the smog, if you give kol zaracha, then you can't even get kapara. Can't even get kapara, and that's why you don't get the onesh hakasev atorah. That's what the smog says by mizaracha v'lo kol zaracha. So says the marsha there in Sanhedrin Samach Dalad, based on the smog, that's the svara for Ein Onshim Min Hadin. Why Ein Onshim Min Hadin? Because what's Ein Onshim Min Hadin? You're learning something to a more chamer case, like here. If by zasheni, surely by kachim. But you can't punish based on that, because it could be that, you know why there's no punishment for the more chamer one? Because the more chamer one is so chamer that an onesh is not going to give kapara for it. So that's what the Marsha suggests. The svar is for Ein Onshim Min Hadin. This is also used by the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidos to explain the principle of Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa. Again, very, very difficult principle in Maseches Makis and elsewhere. Read only by Eidim Zomim, only if they wanted to put the guy to death. But if the guy actually was put to death already, Potter, Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa. And what, he's better? If he actually did it? So says the Ramban ala Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never have let Bezdin put somebody to death if he didn't deserve it. Siyata Deshmai, it says the Hakim Nisa Badas Kel, and therefore it says the Ramban, it must have been that he deserved death for some other reason, if not for this case. That's the Ramban. That's where first the Ramban says Zeres HaKasa, and then he sees that Svar. But says the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidos, no! You know what the Svar is, Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa? It's based on this smog, based on this Marsha. That what? Because Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa, if they already did it, then putting them to death is not a kapara. That's so bad. It's not good enough for them. It's so chamor. So, similar to what the smog says by Mizarcha v'lo kol zaracha, and the Marsha uses that to explain Ein Onshim Min Hadin, which relates to our Gemara, and the Kesef Mishnah uses that to explain Kasher Zamam v'lo Kasher Asa. It's the same idea in all three places, but it relates to Ein Onshim Min Hadin and Ein Asirim Min Hadin, whether it's based on a Svara, or whether it's based on a Din Mesura, and this is what we have from our Sinai, and Rabbi Yosef Engel just proves from our Rashi that it's a Din Mesura, it's not based on a Svara. Yeah. Right, why do you have to bring the Kavachomer? Right, earlier I had that question too, I don't know. The Gemara earlier, Yisrael was asking, said, why do you need Lo Yachel already says Beish Tisarev? So here it says, why do you need Lo Yachel? You have a Kavachomer, it says Beish Tisarev. Right, so why do you have to bring the Kavachomer? I'm not sure. I had that question too. Okay, continues the Gemara. Second to last line. Amalei Ravina Lurabashi. Again, we're trying to reject it. Ve'emar lavra la v'shnei lavin. How do you know that you should use lo yeachel just because it's already usher? How do you know you should use it elsewhere? Maybe it's written here to tell you that you get two averas. You get two averas for eating this problematic food for tamei kachim. So lav mi amar abaya. Don't we have other cases where you do one act and you're chayiv more than one? Mi amar abaya acha potiso loka arba. If you eat a little putisis, a little type of insect, you get four malchus. Nemala loke chamesh, you get five malchus if you eat an ant. Sira loka chamesh, if you eat it sira, you get six malchus. So don't you see that there are ideas where you could violate more than one lav? So Amala, he answers him, okay, if you don't have a choice, you'll say, if you don't have any other limud, any other din to learn from it, you'll say, okay, two lavin. But here you have a choice. You'd rather not say it. There's an interesting machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. What does this mean? Whenever the Gemara says, you violate two lavin. So the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvah, Shorish Tashi, that always means that it's just a more chomer aveira. It does not mean that you get extra malchus. When it says lavar, but five lavin, doesn't mean you get extra malchus. It just means that the Torah is so upset about this act that you're gonna, it's very chomer. It's like emphasizing it. And that's why it says the Rambam, what it says, you can't eat dam 15 times in the Torah. What, you're gonna get 15 times malchus? What, every time it says it? It says you violate Shabbos. What, so if you did it by accident, they have to bring six chatos? Because it says that so many times? Says the Rambam, no. The Rambam writes that, what are you talking about? It just means it's a chomer aveira. Wait, the way Rav Shach explains it in Abi Hasri, he says, V'sover she'in ribui azharas lavin nosafin lulkos aleihen. Ela shabo l'chozek hadavar. U'kadei she'yodea gamkein she'zeho enyun avon gadol ma'od. Acher shabo boho azhara. It's Abi Hasri in Yutez Dalet in Sanhedrin. That's what the Rambam says. Says the Ramban over there in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam's wrong based on our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, maybe it's to violate two lavim. After all, doesn't Abaya say, Ocha potisa, ocha loke arba, loke chamish, loke, all these different malchias. That's the Rambam I'm talking about. So says the Ramban, yeah, okay, dam. So that might be different, but with the Gemara specifically says lav or love, but a certain amount of lavim is different malchias. So what does Rambam do with our Gemara? He's going to be first Gemara against him. Says Rav Shach, no, that's how the Rambam sees the answer of the Gemara. The Rambam says, no, that was the question of the Gemara was. Maybe you should say lavin and you violate a bunch of malchias. So the way the Rambam understands the Gemara, the answer of, no, if you don't have to make this rasha, don't make this rasha. He understands that to say, if you don't have to say there are more malchias about something, you don't say it. That's how he, Gufa, uses this, because he quotes another Rambam which uses this as a source for his idea. That's what he answers, that's how he understands the answer of the Gemara. That we're not mokimit, but lave yisere. Okay, so the machlokas in general, Rambam Ramban, though, the Yesod, for us to take from the Daf Yomi Yesod, to take from the Daf, is that machlokas Rambam Ramban, whenever the Gemara says, you violate b'shnei lavin, b'three lavin, does that mean more malchias, Ramban, or does that mean chumras ha'avira? That's the Rambam. Rashi here points out, in the top Rashi, that maybe you should add on an extra, in all these cases of tzira and potisa, why don't you add on another lav of v'chol hasheretz, v'lo seshaksu es nafsho seichem, v'behema v'chayu v'of, etc., etc. Okay, Rashi here works out all the psukim, what the 4 and the 5 and the 6 are, but he says maybe there should be another pasuk, v'lo seshaksu v'behema v'chayu v'of, etc. And Rashi says, no, because shratzim are not behemas. Shratzim are different. Shratzim are little things, Rashi says, third line. Sheretz Vashen Richush V'nianua. They're little things that creepy crawlies on the ground. V'ein onira, and they're not seen. V'ein behema v'chaya gavoh min ha'aretz b'chal sheretz. And the animals which are above the ground, that's two different categories. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos here asks on Rashi, but what do you mean? If you look in Sanhedrin, the Gemara Darshan's on the Pasuk b'chol ha'chaya haromeses al ha'aretz. Haromeses al ha'aretz zeha nachash. Zehanachash, the Gemara says. Tosfos says, Mashma d'remisa havinami davar harochesh. So you see there's an overlap, because a nachash also could be included in the chayos. What do you mean? A chaya is on the ground. A chaya is like a sheret. So Tosfos says, how could you have an overlap of the categories? So that's why Tosfos says, you know, that pasuk that Rashi quotes must only be referring to the cheshratzim. That's Tosfos' answer. But the Ritva and Erevin, where this Gemara is quoted also, he says, what are you bringing, Tosfos says, what are you bringing me in that pasuk for? For Al-Chai HaRomeses Al-Aretz. That's the pasuk in Bereishis. That's when the snake had legs. So when the snake had legs, so that's when he's included in the behemoth. That's when he's not in one of the Shratzim. Right? Gemara Sanhedrin says that had the snake not sinned, we would each have gotten two snakes. Where's the Gemara? Where the Gemara says? Where it says in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Teslam Abayz, the Gemara says, We would have two snakes serving us. We would send one to the north, one to the south. We send them to go shopping for us. They'll get special pearls and diamonds for us. So Ritva says, what's Tosis talking about? He's bringing me that puzzle for Bracious. The snake had legs at that time. Afterwards, he was a skalel, right? It says, right, he should go. That's part of the klal of the Nachash. So that's why it's no kasha, says the Tosis. Okay, I just thought that was an interesting ha'ara on the Tosis' question. Continues the Gemara. Fine, so we got a makar. We got a makar for Isuri Hana of Kol HaTorah Kul. V'ha'bazar, she yigah b'chol tamei lo ye'achel d'reisha lamali. So once we're dashing those previous psukim, we're going to dash in the rest of those psukim. It says, the basar that became tamei, you can't eat. What do you learn from there? So it says, v'ha'bazar. Rashi says, it could have just said, v'asher yigah b'chol tamei. We know we're talking about basar. What's the actual word v'ha'bazar? Something that we had earlier. L'rabos eitzim b'lavona. To include eitzim to wood and lavona and frankincense, that also could become tamei. What's this based on? Based on the principle that we had earlier in the first parak, Chibas HaKodesh. Right? Chibas HaKodesh means... Again, Chibas HaKodesh means that even though something is not... is not an ochel, so the kind of chibas hakodesh, because you're machshiv this item so much, we give it the status of ochel. That's what it has. That's what it said here. L'rabos etzim levona, wood and frankincense are not food. The kind of chibas hakodesh, because you're machshiv it, so it gives us the status of ochel, and therefore it can now become tamei. Fine. And, but we also learn there, if you remember, that there's another concept what Chibas HaKodesh does. Not only give something the shame Ochel, but we said also if something is not Huchshel HaKabal Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, Chibas HaKodesh, that concept also helps something become Huchshel HaKabal Tumah. So just a ha'ara, I didn't mention a name when I mentioned the Schiddush then, but just a ha'ara, and that is the Tosas in Zvachim. Tosas in Zvachim, Daf Chav Dalet, asks a question which he does not, Lamed Dalet, asks a question which he does not answer. Tosas says, V'divrei Temahu on our Gemara. Mi nolan de asa l'rabos eitzim b'lavona. How do you know you're supposed to include eitzim b'lavona, which is wood, you're going to make wood into food? Dilma davka labasar kaasi de behanyu lechibas hakodesh lo by hechsher. Maybe chibas hakodesh is only does a little thing. You have food, it's not hokshel kabal tuma, and therefore it makes it chibas hakodesh makes it hokshel kabal tuma. To take something that's not food and make it into a status of food, eitzim b'lavona, Tosfos leaves our gemara v'divrei tema. That's what he says. Why don't you darshan the less chiddush, and therefore that would be making something that's not hokshar into hokshar, and not making something that's not food into food. So number one, if you remember the Minchas Chinuch that we discussed then, on Daf Yud Tes, the Minchas Chinuch had just the opposite svara in the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch said, to make something not food into food, that's the Din D'Oraisa, that's logical. He said, that I understand, because it's not an Ochel, so you give it such chashivas, you treat it as an Ochel, and therefore you say it can become Tamei. But Hokshel LeKabal Tumah, Lemaisa, it's not Hokshel LeKabal Tumah. It didn't come wet yet. So Chibas HaKodesh makes it become wet? What does that have to do with chashivas? Chashivas gives it moisture? Chashivas doesn't give it moisture. Chashivas can give it a shame ochel. Can't give it moisture. So that's why the Minchas Chinuch Lamaskana says that only part one, making it into ochel, is a din to araisa. Part two, being mashu l'kabal tumah, is a din to rabbanan, says the Minchas Chinuch. Fine. But at the time we mentioned a thought, but now I saw it last night, b'shem Reb Chaim. That Reb Chaim says Tosa's question doesn't get off the ground. And the Minchas Chinuch kasha doesn't get off the ground. You know why? Because it's all the same halacha. Hukshel l'kabal tumah, when you're machshir on the kabal tumah, what does that mean? It's not an external thing that you have an ochel here, you're being machshir l'kabal tumah. He says, look at a Rashi. Rashi in Vayikra, Perek Yud Aleph, on this pasuk. V'nafal mi nivla sam alav, v'chi yutan mayim alav, v'nafal mi nivla sam alav, af mi shenagam in amayim. Even after the water is, it says Yud Aleph Lamed Ches in Vayikra, even after the water is dried off, shalom hikpita Torah el lios alav, shame ochel. Right, he's talking like a brisker. Right, you have a shame ochel, and the Sefer HaChinuch also says this when he talks about hokshel kabal tumah. Being machshir something is giving it the status of ochel. It's not fully ochel until it gets hokshel kabal tumah. So what's Tosa saying? Why you should only learn hokshel kabal tumah, not giving it a shame ochel. Hokshel is a shame ochel, so it's exactly the same halacha. That's how the Gemara can learn it, and it's not two things that Chibas HaKodesh does. It's one thing. Chibas HaKodesh gives something a shame ochel. Sometimes something that doesn't have a shame ochel at all, like wood and frankincense, it gives it a shame ochel. Mach is considering something machshel kabal tumah. That also, the lumdus behind that is giving it a shame ochel. Fine. The Ramban ala Torah doesn't seem to say that. The Ramban seems to say it has a shame ochel, but it's kind of opening up the spiritual pores to allow in the tumah. And I don't really understand it. Ba'avor ki lichluch asheretz v'hametamim yidbak b'ma'acholim b'lachus v'lo kein b'yaveshim. It's something more Kabbalistic, but it sounds like from the Ramban that already has a Shem Ochel, and you're just opening those pores. But again, according to Rashi, according to Sefer HaChinuch, according to Reb Chaim, that answer Tosfos' question. Beautiful. Okay. And we continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line, B'habasar, called Tahar Yochal, the basar called Tahar Yochel, basar the Seif Alamali. So what do you learn from the second basar in the Pasuk? L'rabos a murin, to include a murin. What does a murin mean? Rashi here says, if you eat tameh, a murin, you violate eating kachim and tameh. Fine. A murin mehasam nafka, you learn a murin from that Pasuk. A murin mehasam nafka, you learn a murin from a different Pasuk. Tatanya v'anefesh ashatocha b'bsar zevach ha-shlamim, asher la-shem. And somebody who eats from the basar of a shlamim that goes to Hashem. What's the basar of a shlamim that goes to Hashem? A shlamim, all the meat is eaten, right? Some of it by the Kohen, the Chazi and the Shok by the Kohen, and everything else by the Bailim. So what's the meat that's eaten by Hashem? That's the Rabbos as Emurin. The Emurin are given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and put on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, why do you need two psukim? So Hasam, Tumas Aguf Bekare, Sacha, Tumas Basar Balav. There's a big difference. No, it depends. Are you Tameh or is the basar Tameh? If you are Tameh, then you get Kares, Chayav Kares. If the basar is Tameh, then it's only a Lav, no Kares. Period. End of the sugya of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yavahu. Now we move on. Kind of very important sugya. We don't have so much time to discuss it, but at least we'll get the yesodos down. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Two versions of a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. First, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol isurin shabbat Torah ein lokan alein ela derech achilason." All isurin in the Torah, you only get malchus if you eat them in the normal way of eating. Derech achilason. Lemute mai, to exclude what kind of case? For example, Amar Rabbi Simi Barashi lemute. If you eat raw meat, raw chalev, right, raw fats, you're potter, because that's not considered eating. Again, any other shalok derech achilah is also included here. Here it is focusing on the object, on the chefsa, but it's still, this is called shalok derech achilah. Ika da amrei amar rabbi amar Yochanan, on different version, kol yisur shabbat Torah ein lokan alein ela derech hana asan. All yisur shabbat Torah, you only get malchus if you consume them derech hana'asan. What does derech hana'asan mean? Rashi here says, if it's aser bahana'a, it's only aser if you use it in the normal way, in the most prevalent usage of this item. You use it in the most normal way. Rashi says here, for example, lemute, let's just finish for a second, to exclude what? Amar Rav Bar Ashi, lemute, sheminiyah chelev, shel shara niska, agabe makaso. You take the chelev of a shara niska, which is aser bahana'a, and you put it on your wound, so that's healing, and it makes you feel good, but you're going to be potter, because Rashi says usually chelev is used for smearing. It's used for smearing, Rashi says, used for fuel, havara, but it's not used for refuah. So this is an abnormal and unusual way of using this hana'a, therefore there's not going to be malchus. And surely, according to this version, the question whether this line is in the Gemara, but according to the way we have it, the second statement of Rabbi Yochanan is more inclusive than the first statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you say Hana'a has to be in the normal way, surely, of course, Achila has to be in the normal way. The first day I had said, no, only Achila has to be normal. Hana'a could be any Hana'a, would be included. Okay, so this applies to many areas. Halakha L'maisa is very important for Yom Kippur. IV tubes on Yom Kippur, is that better? Is that Shalok Derech Achila? A lot of Halakha L'maisa ramifications of these statements. The Mishnah L'Malach has a suffix in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, and he assumes that one way. He says, what happens by mitzvahs? This Gemara is by Averis. So does the same thing apply to mitzvahs? This Gemara says that if you don't eat or get Hana in the normal way by an Averis, you don't get Malchus. So what happens if you eat by a mitzvah, if you eat matzah, shalok derech achila. So do you get the credit? So this is the Mishnah Malach, l'chor, it's the same thing. If you don't get the Aveira, l'chor, you don't get the mitzvah. So he says that in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Again, it might be hinge on the machlokas here when it says ein lokin. If you eat something, shalok derech achila, is it asur daraisa, you just don't get malchus, or it's only asur midrabanan? That itself is a machlokas reshown him here. It says ein lokin alayim, so no malchus. Does that mean it's asur daraisa like chatzi shir? The Magen Mishnah says it's asur daraisa like chatzi shir. It's asur daraisa with no punishment. But that is most reshown him say means it's drabanan. That's what most reshown him say. It manami amar bachav aravi amar rasi amar biyochanan hini achilav al shara nisk shal shara niska lagabi malchus. So pater. Right, similar to the second view of Rabbi Yochanan. The Chol Yishon Shabbat Torah, and Logan Alein Ela Derech Hana Asan, exactly like what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amar Reb Zira, Afanan Abitanina. I also learned it in a Mishnah in Shrumis. The Mishnah in Shrumis is a raya to this concept. Where's the Mishnah in Shrumis? Eitz Ofkan Asar Ba Mishum Arla El Ala Yosim and Azesim Umenan Avim Bilvad. The Mishnah in Shrumis says you only get Malkus for Arla. Arla we had yesterday, the first 3 years of the produce, you're not allowed to consume from it. You only get malchus if you eat the fruit, you get malchus. But what about the juice of the fruit. Do you get malchus for the juice of the fruit? Says the Mishnah, only the juice from the zeisim and the nabim. Only wine and olives and the oil. That's the only juice, right? Only that has certain status. But if you drink strawberry juice or fig juice or pomegranate juice, lo, you don't get malchus for that juice. So Gemara says, my taima, what's the reason you don't get malchus? Isn't that because that these fruits, what's the normal way of consuming these fruits? You don't pick the strawberries. What are strawberries used for? For the strawberries, not for the juice. Pomegranates, for the pomegranate, for the juice. By zeisim ba'anavim, you normally use it for what's squeezed out about it. That's why they're grown. But for these, it's shalom kederachana. So isn't that the reason that you don't get malchus? So I'm like, buy it. No, there's no raya. It could be a very different reason for there. Bishlama iyashminam pregufa deloka achalei derachana aso shapir. If you tell me that there's a certain fruit that's not eaten in a normal way, so then I can understand that's a raya. You're not doing it shalom kederachana aso. Aval hacha here, it's not because of shalom kederachana. Mishum dezeya ba'almu. No, that the fruit, the juice that comes out of these other items are not called mashke halachically. They're called zeba alma. They're just sweat. Literally, they don't have the halakha status of mashke. Right? We had this in Masechah Shabbos when we spoke about schikta on Shabbos, the different categories, squeezing out zeisim va'anavim. That's the daraisa category. All the fruit of the drabana carry, because we had an otsar ga'onim there that says only these have the status of mashke. So that's the reason. So there's no raya from this Mishnah in Shrumos to the idea of ain't shalok kederech shalok kederech achila. Period. There is just in the last minute. There is an important line in Tosfos. The last line of Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Ela. Tosfos says, Mihu Tema. Amai Omar Dezeya Ba'almahu, Vahu Tam Ke'ikr Da'oraisa. Gets us into the major sugi of Yoredeya, Tam Ke'ikr. It says Tosfos, okay, so you're telling me that the juice is Zeya Ba'alma, but doesn't the juice have the taste of the fruit? So isn't there a concept called Tam Ke'ikr? If you have the taste of treif in your pot, so what? Let's say you a treif frank fell into your soup. So you take out the frank. So you took out the ikr, but the tam is there. If you don't have enough soup to be mevatel the tam, there's asa darai, machlokas, daraisa, darabanan, Tosas assuming asa daraisa, tam keker daraisa. So says Tosas, why aren't you asa tam keker daraisa mishum arwa? So why don't you say it's asa mishum that, even though if it's zeya ba'alma? Why don't you get malchus? So the Rishash says that maybe tam keker, there's like quotes of Rush in Brachas that says that in Hilchas Brachas that the real taste comes from the fruit itself, not from the juice. The juice has less taste than the fruit. So he says maybe here too. No, there's only tam keker by the tree and not by the mashke. Okay, the Kilas Yaakov though has a tough to say. If you look in the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler, he has a very lundish answer how to explain why tam keker wouldn't apply by the juice, because tam keker only comes from the taste of the ikker, meaning if you have something that was created by the ikker, tam ke ikker is either the taste flows from the ikker itself, or it has to do with the milk of the ikker. Or you look there; it's a beautiful answer. We don't have time for it, but maybe Menachem, if he has time, we'll say it tomorrow. Okay, but tomorrow, now we don't have the shir on the web, but tomorrow is an amazing daf. It's all about Yehari Bal Yavar. It's all about Darvashen Miskaven. So everybody, please enjoy it, and Hashem will pick up after Shabbos. Today's shir was Mosaic Nishmat Shraga Fivel Ben Yisrael.